getting your press release to the top of the pile, how do you do it? First thing, you have to have a good heading. Snappy, informative. Try to tie it to some kind of topical event. It is news, after all. New herbal cure for swine flu. We know what it's about. And it has a single angle. We're not talking about all cures. We're talking about that brand new herbal cure. The journalist has to know right at the top that what you're describing is news. So start with the facts, not lots of background information. Nobody has time to wade through piles and piles of context to get to the bit that matters. Try and put today into the first sentence. Then we know it's news. Scientists discovered today that blah, blah, blah. Think carefully about your tenses. Wherever possible, use the present tense. The present tense is now, now is news. Use has just rather than recently. So scientists have just discovered that chamomile tea can cure swine flu, rather than scientists recently discovered. It's flatter. We don't know when. And certainly don't say that scientists discovered on January the 25th. That's going to date your press release immediately. After the present tense, choose the future. Using the future tense shows that you have your finger on the button, you know what's going to happen. So scientists will now examine whether or not lemon and ginger tea has the same curative properties. Try and make it as immediate as possible. Use the active voice. It's news, it's happening, it's active. Say that scientists have discovered rather than it has been discovered. Start with a primary clause. That means your main point. So doctors have appealed for radical changes to NHS services in a strongly worded letter to the Health Secretary. That works. Think about it the other way. In a strongly worded letter to the Health Secretary, doctors have appealed. We're bored by the time we get to the point. And if the journalist is bored reading your press release, then it's not going to see the light of day. Keep it short. Keep it snappy. Try not to go far over 300 words. A few do's and don'ts. Ask yourself, so what, after the first sentence. If you find that you can't answer it, then you need to think again. Check your facts, and not just on Wikipedia. Make sure that what you're saying is true. And don't use too many figures. Figures are a turn-off. Remember, as far as possible, to put people into your press release. So, we're interested in people, we're interested in what they have to say. Put in quotes. Try and make them as short as you can, as snappy as they can. And say 1 in 4 people will benefit from this technology rather than 25%. It means exactly the same thing, but it has far more impact to put the people into your writing. If there's one thing to remember, keep it snappy and make sure your news is the first thing that the journalist reads.